You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Aloha.
Tere.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vive.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Crypto and Blockchain Talk, where today we're going to be talking about Bitcoin Cash. And, of course, their very recent forking, which makes us ask, has Bitcoin Cash forked up? The first place we need to start is, what exactly is Bitcoin Cash? The story begins in Bitcoin's development circles when, in 2017, a large group of developers were not happy with the direction that Bitcoin was going. This group of developers believed that Bitcoin's blockchain had become old and slow, with transactions costing a lot of money and taking forever to process. They also believed that it was not very decentralized anymore, with mining pools and ASICs controlling the entire network. A valid argument was presented that Bitcoin was no longer following the founder's vision, or Satoshi's vision, of a decentralized payment network that everybody could own and operate together. Bitcoin was now being used as a store of value or an investment asset, rather than a transactional currency. A group that included the now infamous developers, Roger Ver and Gavin Anderson, decided to make their own version of Bitcoin, called Bcash or Bitcoin Cash, and their letters on CoinMarketCap are BCH. In July of 2017, a hard fork of the Bitcoin blockchain occurred, and several network node operators rejected it, splitting the chain from that point forward. The hard fork was performed on the Bitcoin chain to include a technological upgrade called SegWit, which some people felt furthered the product from its original purpose. The remaining chain and its minority of users took on the name Bitcoin Cash and moved forward with it. Over the next several months, they put their own series of upgrades into the software, modifying it to be a much faster option to use for actual transactions, while the Bitcoin network continued to be overloaded. A lot of political turmoil exists between users and developers of both projects. Bitcoin Cash is successful enough that it has taken a major chunk out of what is perceived as value from the original Bitcoin. Roger Ver also owns Bitcoin.com and has made public claims such as Bitcoin Cash is the original Bitcoin, which has infuriated many. Doing a search for Bitcoin Cash on the internet returns many links and articles about Bitcoin Cash being a scam, and some valid points are raised. The claim of wanting to follow Satoshi's vision, which Bitcoin Cash touted when they forked off the main chain, has not been followed at all. Bitcoin Cash's network uses the same mining algorithm as Bitcoin, and it is entirely dominated by Bitmain's ASIC mining pools, with Bitmain itself holding massive stores of Bitcoin Cash coins. By holding these coins out of circulation to pump up the price with scarcity, Bitcoin Cash is now the very same store of value and investment that caused the community to split from the original Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash was born out of an ideology that became an anticlimax, perhaps in practice, and now uses borrowed technology, name, and fame to generate its value. When the Bitcoin Cash market cap turned to billions of dollars, spread largely amongst this small group, suddenly those original ideals did not matter so much. To discredit Bitcoin Cash entirely would be a mistake. The BCH team are full of very talented developers who have contributed a lot to the cryptocurrency scene on its side. A lot of work was done to pump this coin into fourth place in terms of market cap, which currently sits at over $9 billion US dollars. By ethical means or not, Results are what count to many people, and Bitcoin Cash is accepted as payment in almost as many places as Bitcoin is, which fulfills that end of their original goal. Being the first major fork to keep Bitcoin in their name, their project was slammed with criticism and mistrust from the start, and blamed for inspiring all the other subsequent forks who tried to piggyback off Bitcoin's success by intentionally confusing new crypto users into thinking they're all part of the same thing. Despite all of this, they have risen to overcome these obstacles and become a dominant player that is willing to adapt to thrive. Bitcoin Cash isn't going away, but it isn't replacing Bitcoin either. But just recently, many Bitcoin enthusiasts claimed that Bitcoin Cash forked up, and the community have not been impressed. With incredulous poetic justice, some may say, infighting amongst the developers at Bitcoin Cash is causing a major disturbance within the crypto community, to the point that more hard forks and chain splits seem inevitable. In addition, one of the developers, Craig Wright, has been claiming to be the real Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonym used by the inventor of Bitcoin, and even the NSA and other governmental agencies have failed to discover on their own who this person is. If forking once from Bitcoin could create an enormous amount of wealth for a small group of dissenters, then why not do it again and again and again? Two groups are emerging from Bitcoin Cash's community, calling themselves Bitcoin ABC and Bitcoin SV. Bitcoin ABC has very limited information about them so far, only providing a short roadmap that borrows proven technology from several other projects, like graphene from BitShares, Steemit, and EOS. And it also creates a very non-Bitcoin-like cyborg that actually sounds like it will work very well. It keeps the Bitcoin name, and it is forking off of the current Bitcoin Cash chain because they feel that it is the proper direction Bitcoin Cash should be going. On the other hand, Bitcoin SV, SV standing for Satoshi's Vision, is a fork of Bitcoin Cash that will be happening earlier than Bitcoin ABC. The changes it makes to the code will be adding four new operations that were originally disabled in Bitcoin, and raises the block size to 128 megabytes to handle more transactions. Their differences are really complaints about upcoming smart contracts features being added to Bitcoin Cash. Reports say that there has not been any attempts to come to a compromise, only threats to hard fork and split Bitcoin Cash, which, given the history of Bitcoin Cash, sounds very intentional. The next hard fork upgrade to Bitcoin Cash is scheduled for November of 2018. It is expected that Bitcoin SV will launch before that time, but no date has been announced. Citing ideological differences and attempting to do the right thing no longer holds any validity with the people who forked off Bitcoin last year. Bitcoin Cash partnered with Bitmain to create a currency their machines could mine almost exclusively right out of the gate. According to different sites, Bitmain has been accused on several occasions of using their miners for generating wealth for the company by excessive testing before releasing their used machines into the marketplace, packaging them as brand new. Although they deny this practice, the fact that Bitmain holds an incredible amount of wealth in Bitcoin Cash reserves only highlights the possibly unethical practices that this partnership encourages. The question on everyone's lips is the disagreement in how to upgrade the Bitcoin Cash technology a real reason to dissent, or a scapegoat to create more wealth in the pockets of participating developers and experienced market manipulators? If it works once, why not do it again? After all, this proven method of wealth generation by forking will continue. Vitalik Buterin, the creator of Ethereum, likens Craig Wright's actions to the infamous Ponzi scheme BitConnect, calling his new proposal Bitcoin SV by its more appropriate name, he states, Bitcoin Craig. And Vitalik has even stated that Wright can have the BCC ticker symbol that BitConnect left behind when it was shut down. Another damning indictment of the fork being a cash grab is a quote from another Bitcoin developer, Thomas Zander, who wrote, "Both ABC and Enchain are trying to hard fork. Both of them are not giving any rationale why. Both of them are completely not responsive to any feedback or any compromise requests from the rest of the ecosystem. Enchain are the company behind Bitcoin SV." According to a CoinDesk report, veteran Bitcoin Cash developers are wary of both sides, saying that they are acting out and would instead like a compromise to be arranged between both parties. In many observers' opinions, these actions are not illegal, just unethical, and very confusing, especially for the users who already see 50 or more coins using Bitcoin in their name. Furthermore, if Craig Wright had concrete proof that he was the real Satoshi, he would have applied to patent the Bitcoin name a long time ago to prevent this confusion, as well as also probably make billions of dollars. The open source community is about working together to build things that will shape the future of technology. Many developers will never see a dime for their many years' worth of efforts to this movement. And unfortunately, many developers involved in crypto, and people in general, have lost their way and are appearing to many people within the community to look more like the overcharging banks, crooked businessmen, and political lobbyists that they never wanted to be associated with. Well, how do we stop these kinds of actions from happening within the crypto community? It's simple. We don't use their coins. We don't trade them, we don't hold them, and we don't use them to buy goods. The great thing with crypto is that you have a choice, so choose wisely. Always do your own research, because there are many, many coins to choose from, and it is up to you to figure out what is best for you. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast on Crypto and Blockchain Talk. I would like to invite you to leave some positive comments on our social media channels, which include Twitter and Facebook. And also, you can download us directly from cryptoandblockchaintalk.com or from one of the many podcast channels that we are active on, including Stitcher, iTunes, and Podbean. Thank you again for listening, and we look forward to you joining us again next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.